This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is the 4th of December, still early on in December, but very late on in the year. Yeah. So we are asking you if you have made a best of the year list. Why or why not? Are you going to attempt a list this year, or has it just been, or is it just going to, you know, bring up bad memories for you? Get in touch with us and tell us what your plans are on these best of the year lists. Looking at Instagram, we have now 89% who say no, 11% who say yes. There's a bit of a bump from earlier, so good to know. But yeah, get in touch with us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle.
Okay, there's one from Maggie Bess over WhatsApp. No list from me because the top best is the COVID pandemic. Oof. It's a paradox, but the pandemic looked a lot like spring cleaning on a global scale to me. No one and nothing is spared. We had a review, revise, and come all sorts of changes in order to stay afloat, to move on, and to be better prepared. Everything was sort of turned upside down and inside out, be it from the micro through to the global level, as an individual, as a group, community, and nation. I'm hopeful that as long as we don't give up, if we persevere, we'll come out with much better.
Right. Looking at Instagram, we have No Dice who says, nothing best about this year. None.
Nothing best.
Sharina says, really, do we need to? Well, you've just heard from Sheila, and you know what lists can do. You know, it can help reduce the noise in your mind, and it can also help you, you know, gain perspective on the year that was. Because, you know, on the whole, we might look and think, oh, 2020 has been a bit of a sucky year. But then again, if you really look at it, there are like silver linings to this year.
Okay, and I'll get to the tweet here from our dear friend Kukok Peng. Before that, though, you know, the psychologically, right, and I just do a bit of this, right, this is thing called negativity bias, where we are just from survival, because we're looking for the lion that will eat us, the tiger that will eat us. So we are naturally prone to look at the negative. And of course, this has been a terrible year, but all the more, you know, you think you're going to be looking more negative. So generally the body is just looking for the negative, right? So it's a conscious decision to look at the positive. Otherwise, it's going to be terrible for you, because that's the negative bias and that's how the body operates. So you can switch off and look for the positivity bias. So anyway, Kukok Peng here says, Enterprise, thanks for the inspiration. I shall be drawing our list of 20 things I feel grateful, feel full gratitude for in 2020. Do that, Kukok Peng.
Yeah, and we're grateful for listeners like you as well. Of course, get in touch with us and tell us if you have made a best of the year list yet. What is your list going to be about? And if you haven't, then why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, we're going to be talking about Airbnb cracking down on New Year's parties. And they started early because they're like, okay, we're giving you a full, like, 20 days notice that you're not going to be able to do any of this, right? So Airbnb is placing new rules for New Year's Eve rentals this year in an effort to curb parties and large gatherings that, of course, you know, could spread coronavirus.
So their plans will limit rentals in the US, the UK, Canada, Mexico, Australia, France and Spain. Under the terms, guests who do not have a history of positive reviews in their Airbnb profile will be required to book a minimum of 2 nights for any stay, including December 31st. And any guests with reservations on December 31st must swear that they will not throw a party under threat or of legal charges.
Yeah. So additionally, Airbnb said that it will work to tamp the risk of parties by using technology that restricts certain local and last minute bookings by guests without a history of positive reviews on Airbnb. So it basically means if you're an Airbnb newbie and you spontaneously decide you want to rent a house down the block from your house or whatever, down the jalan for New Year's Eve just to get away, you're going to be out of luck.
Okay. So, however, Airbnb said it will not void any reservations made before today. I guess, you know, maybe
that's
yes.
Fair.
Yeah. So the company took similar measures over Halloween weekend in the US and Canada, where 2-night minimum on entire home listings, which according to a statement from Airbnb went successfully. They have Airbnb has also had in place since August what it calls a global party ban on all of its listings, including an occupancy cap of 16 people for properties of any size.
Yeah. Now, if you look up this global party ban on the Airbnb website, this is what it says. It says, unauthorized parties have always been prohibited at Airbnb listings. 73% of all the listings globally already ban parties in their house rules. And when the pandemic was declared, they actually updated their policies. They removed both the event-friendly search filter from their platform, as well as parties and events allowed house rules from any event-friendly listings.
Okay, so Airbnb acknowledged that there will always be those who attempt to break the rules.
Of course.
This is why they've implemented steep consequences for hosts or guests who try to skirt them, including bans from the community and even legal action. They also said they know 16 is not a magic number and issues can occur with groups of any size, and that they're not sanctioning smaller gatherings with this maximum 16 policy.
Yeah. So Airbnb has been trying to, especially in recent years, fight its perception that they have a party house problem.
Yes.
And this party house thing is something that appears to be happening more frequently in this pandemic as people look for places to socialize, with bars closed and pubs closed and hotels appearing to be risky. Apparently in July, police officers in New Jersey actually broke up a party at an Airbnb home with more than 700 people in attendance.
How big is this house?
Yeah, I'm thinking as well.
All right, so the party houses pose a risk to Airbnb's reputation in business, as the $18 billion company prepares to go public. It's slated for an IPO this month, which the Wall Street Journal claims will value the company at about $30 billion.
Yes, so they're looking at a sizable increase there. Mm. You know, worse also is that this whole party house problem raises safety issues. Now, I was reading up on this, right? And there have been like countless shootings at Airbnb homes. It gets a bit out of hand, you know, after you have these parties and things like that. And there was this one homeowner who faced like $28,000 in damage after an Airbnb guest threw an 80-person rave in his house. And this guy actually had... it came complete with ticket sales for a party at this person's house. And then he was faced with like a $30,000 bill in damages. So imagine, that's a nightmare, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I guess that's why 73% of those listed on Airbnb have already banned parties in their house rules. Makes sense. But yeah, you're not going to be able to hold a New Year's party in an Airbnb.
Yeah, I think COVID or no COVID, right? This should be a permanent thing, right? Because
exactly.
You know, they get really wild.
Yeah, that's just Wow. All right, we're asking you on the show today if you have made a best of the year list. Are you planning on doing that? Why or why not? Get in touch with us and tell us what your list is going to be about. 018-789-8899. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back with a story about a song that is topping all the charts, even though it's about 26 years old. And we'll also play that song for you. I know... Yeah, Frida and I have been thinking about it all day, but we've decided that we will. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.